This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that.
You know, soon I'm going to launch a lot of new shows here on the radio and TV. And I'll probably work with GCN. I got to get around to actually preparing the shows, get the names ready, get the people hired. But that's all happening right now. In the next few months, Rappaport will be on every day if he wants to be, but definitely part of a roundtable show. So when he does the show every 2 weeks, I won't be interrupting it with some news conference or something. But that's what we do here. We're really TV slash radio. So as soon as Trump comes up, we're going to him. But I'm going to stay on as long as it takes to go to at least 5-6 more calls than the holding patiently, and then Rappaport will pop in. NoMoreFakeNews.com. He had that site 15 years ago. You got another trailblazer. That's who we have on. People that are trailblazers and people that are proven right by time. Time will always tell. Another adage that's an adage because it's true. It's a cliche because it's true. Let's go ahead and go to John in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Hello, John. How you doing?
Hi, Alex.
Good. Go ahead.
You know, if Donald Trump is going to turn the economy around and make America great again, he's going to have to do something about inflation. Because if you might have noticed, the price of everything has doubled and tripled within the last, 10 or 15 years. Look at the price of guns and ammunition. Look at the price of cars and housing.
Trump knows that. Trump knows that. Here's the problem. There's such a mega debt. That's why it is. If we don't, we'll have stagflation, which they've cooked up with their Keynesian BS since the 70s, where we're going to have less jobs, but prices still going up in a recession. So Trump's trying to help us blast our way out. I mean, look, the globalists are pissed. They want us poor. They want to strangle us. He's ordering the banks to loan. He's flooding cash. It's going to cause even more inflation. And Trump has decided to go the way of inflation. I mean, what else can he do? John?
It's going to defeat the whole purpose. If you got to take a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread, then
it's, Well, I mean, it's not going to go Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe.
Well, I hope not.
You're a smart guy, John. You've been calling for 18 years. Haven't heard from him in probably 6 months or a year. Okay, I recognize your voice. You're a smart guy. What does he do then?
The only thing I can think of is get rid of that $20 trillion debt, put something in the gold backing of the dollar before they can't just print money out.
No, I understand, but he's got to stabilize the economy first. So he's actually flooding money to the little guy. And I agree, that's got its own dangers. But if you're dying on the hospital bed, going into shock, he's injecting adrenaline. And it may kill us. But what does he do? I'm asking. I'm not mad at you. I agree with what you're saying. But he's taking the best course, I believe, for the patient he's got. I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask John Rappaport this question. We'll go to break and make more calls. John, you're a smart guy. What do you think? On the economy.
Rock in a hard place. You've got to create jobs and you've got to, pump up the economy. But I agree with the caller. Ultimately, what you're trying to do is get serious money backed by serious subsidies.
And that's how you kill the private interest manipulating things, is by getting back to real-based systems.
Yeah, but if you try to do it right away, immediately, and people are starving and out of work and they're looking for jobs and you don't bring enough jobs back here, then you're in
trouble. Yeah, Trump's trying to give them respect. He understands we have to make a world based on humans again. That's why the globalists hate him. But even Ron Paul says we can't do this right away. Ron Paul says, quote, Trump's doing a great job on the economy. You've never heard that of Ron Paul about anybody. He said, great job on the economy. What do you think, Rappaport?
Rocking a hard place again, Alex. What are you going to do in the current situation after the giant theft manipulated by the globalists?
Tens of trillions stolen.
Destroy everything, yeah. Trillions and trillions of dollars.
And so what Trump's doing is he's just fire-hosing money at the economy and the people, finally. And it'll have its own problems, but at least he's fire-hosing it at us.
Yeah, the same thing with his plan to rebuild the infrastructure. If it could ever get by Congress or could be funded by some private money, we're talking about several trillion dollars to put people back to work. Well, that's not what you would call free market economy either. That's like an FDR New Deal. But it's a step along the way.
And by the way, if FDR wouldn't have done that, we'd have gone full communist. I'm not even a total fan of FDR in a lot of ways. But, face it, FDR, what he did, probably some of that did help.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate to give FDR credit. It was, I mean, it's just true, folks. John, I'm going to let you comment. We come back. We'll go to other callers. Trent, Carlos, Rod, and Matt. And Trump's coming up. We'll go to him as soon as he comes up. Big announcement on pulling out of the carbon taxes.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day and approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8787 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8787.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'm glad, as we wait for Trump to come out and give this speech any minute, with John Rappaport here riding shotgun with me, nomorefakenews.com, that John in Texas, I'm going to go back to so you can respond to what Rappaport was just saying and I was saying, what Ron Paul was saying here about a month ago. Trump has to first stabilize the economy. They've been giving none of the investment money to small businesses, small corporations, companies. They've been making us cash poor for 10 years. That's by design. That's admitted. Same thing in Europe. And so he's ordering the Federal Reserve and others, okay, we'll use this power of centralization, flood the public with money. That's creating exuberance. It's creating optimism. It's people are hiring more people. The stock market's up. And even I know the stock market's a big corrupt rig deal. But that's where the capital formation is for companies and jobs. They want austerity. The globalists want a sewn-up economy. Goldman Sachs wants a consolidated economy and high-frequency trading where they rig the market. They admit that. They want austerity. That's what carbon taxes are, is shutting the West off. Trump is removing all that, knowing he'll be a total rock star when the economy roars in. All he's doing is taking their foot off our neck. But we got to get oxygen first, and then, yes, we could look at some other systems. What do you make of that, John?
Well, yeah, I would certainly like to go back to, you know, the whole idea that Ron Paul's talking about, as we've been talking about for God knows how long. audit the Fed, get down to the root of this whole money corruption and straighten it out. But if you're not going to do that or you can't do that right away, while people are suffering, people are out of jobs, corporations leaving America to go to hell holes where they produce goods for pennies on the dollar and ship it back here. I mean, the situation is created to destroy the American economy.
That's right, and Trump is reversing that. Look at these jobs numbers. Private sector job growth rebounds to rip-roaring pace in May. ADP, nation's largest payroll service, says private payrolls add 253,000K in May versus 185. Americans' comfort rises on strongest view of finances in decades. That's out of Bloomberg. Bloomberg now says Trump looks like he's probably going to win his next election. In the last 2 weeks, I've seen a total shift of people being sick of being force-fed that Trump's the devil. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment, Rappaport, but right now let's finish up. John in Texas, I confused you. I said, hey, John. Of course, it's John Rappaport, too. John, your final point.
Well, what you're basically saying, Alex, is when Donald Trump inherited this country, we basically he's a patient on life support. Now he may be a brilliant surgeon. He'll do the right things, and he could pull us through, or we could die on the operating table. It's just basically, I guess,
and he's basically like a surgeon and a couple nurses trying to fix it with 100 gremlins stabbing us while he tries to save us. Yes.
I support Donald Trump. I expect him being there 4 years, and. As long as Donald Trump supports the Second Amendment, I support Donald Trump no matter what. So,
well, he definitely is doing that, and I thank you. And, I mean, listen, I can't believe Trump's so real. And he's done some things I don't like. I could see from his worldview why he's doing it. But the globalists hate his guts. I'm going to go to other calls here and then let you take over. But as soon as Trump comes in, we'll get his first announcement, you know, obviously on the climate deal. But we have the talking points from the White House. He is pulling out of it completely. So that's big news breaking at InfoWars.com. But John, I mean, Rappaport, you're not a conservative. You're not a liberal. You've been an investigative journalist, best-selling author, art critic, artist. I mean, you've been around for, you know, 30 years making films, you name it. I've never seen you be so positive about a president. Why have you been so positive about Trump? You're a smart cookie.
Listen, the basic thing that attracted me to Trump and still does is that he's set out to destroy major media. You know, ever since I started working as a reporter in 1982, it was all about major media lying to the people and constructing false reality.
You've always made it about the fake news. You always understood that it's bring down the Oz curtain, and so Trump gets that.
Exactly. More than anybody, you know, in my lifetime in a position of power, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. I don't care. It's not that I'm worshiping at his altar or anything like that.
My grandfather used to always say, I don't want talk, I want results, and Trump has delivered.
Over and over, I've said two things. One is he mercilessly attacks major media, and two, he kept Hillary Clinton from occupying the White House. Everything else is gravy. Let's see what happens. But this is, I mean, people don't even really sometimes get the monumental achievement of keeping Clintons out of the White House.
And then they bitch and say, oh, he met with the Saudis. Yeah, to get them to do what we want. I mean, he said he met with Kim Jong-un. He took us out of TPP. They want to kill him. Bilderberg's own agenda is to remove him. They admit that. Is Trump coming in with a press conference? I just heard Trump. Was that a feat of something? It's no big deal. We're live in his room. Let's do another call here. Let's go ahead and go to Matt in North Carolina. Thanks for holding on the air with John Rappaport at NoMoreFakeNews.com.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Listen, I've got a lot to say. I'm going to try to get in real quick. Basically, well, first of all, I just made a $400 order for InfoWars products. I'm looking forward to trying them out. Big fan of you, Paul Joseph Watson, Roger Stone.
Thank you.
I've tried to reach out to every one of you guys in regards to something that I think would help Trump supporters as far as the media trying to portray that we've left Trump. And I'm a visual effects composer, an animator, graphic designer, very skilled in all those areas. And I've also sent you guys a resume, but that's not what I call it. But I've reached out in a bunch of pro-Trump communities in Facebook, and I've put the idea out there of everyone coming together to show the media that we're still with Trump. However, a lot of people are proposing that we, you know, centralize in one location, which in my opinion, I think that would be a very bad idea because most Trump supporters are workers. They don't have time to take off of work. They can't afford to do it. But what if you guys came up with a ledger, per se, and had people sign it in their areas, and you had local rally appointees to head them up in, you know, everyone's local cities, and then, you know, we could all centralize. 62 million people standing for Trump. The media couldn't ignore that.
Well, I mean, I totally agree with you and Cernovich. I think we need to all of us hit the streets more, because all this Democrat, you're a racist, you're a communist, you're a Russian, is intimidation, so we don't have our free will in our speech. We're Russians because we want lower taxes and prosperity. We're communists because we want... I mean, this is a load of horse manure. Thanks for the call. Great points. I don't want to talk about myself all day, but I'll tell you. I felt a disturbance in the Force, to quote Darth Vader, and I don't really believe like that, but I mean, it's always accurate, so I'm learning to follow it. I'm driving home last night about 6, and I really felt like I was in a fighting mode. Hillary's like a kingpin of evil. She's like a ringwraith. And I just like, man, they're really coming after me. I can really feel that serious stuff's going on, and I'm really hurting them. And I was like, please, God, I hope a bigger leader's come up, so I don't have to be at the tip of the spear. I mean, I want to do it, but I also am a little bit selfish for my family. And these are kind of thoughts I have in my head. And then Paul Watson calls. He goes, Hillary Clinton just said you defeated her. InfoWars is what stopped her in the election. And, of course, it was Drudge and all of us together and everybody. But the fact that they single me out when she talks about me, she has such hate. And she is a murdering kingpin. This is Jeffrey Dahmer with an army. I mean, this is a woman that, you know, is literally supports whole combines of evil and exploitation of children. You name it. They've all been caught. Jerry Epstein, all of it. It is creepy. It's not a power trip, folks. It's not like walking some red carpet in Hollywood and people are waving at you because you're cool. I mean, you know, that's sick enough. It's like to be in this position of where they are saying, we have discovered that InfoWars and Alex Jones is what advises the Russians. So now it's not the Russians tell us what to think, Rappaport. It's that they get it from us. You're InfoWars too, John. And then we command Russia. And then, I mean, this is getting insane.
Yeah. I spend all my days here. You know, you can see the hammers and sickles and everything around me and so on. Right. This is completely deranged. Out of control. It has been out of control for a long time. They keep up the same insanity. Yeah. We're feeding information to the Russians, right? They have one of the largest spy apparatuses in the world. The U.S. spies on Russia. Russia spies on the U.S. But it's you and me that are really feeding the information to Russia, without which they would have no idea what's going on, right? I mean, only a deranged person would even start to believe.
Well, have you heard Nigel Farage is now under criminal investigation?
Yes.
And of course, they told us 2 months ago I'm under it, but then I never get called to these committees. Hey, FBI, come on over here, man. Let's go. Let's go. I'm not even saying the average FBI person's bad, but this is a load of horse crap. It's like saying I'm under investigation for being a Martian. You know, I'm getting tired of it, man.
Where's the congressional committee where you can go under oath and sit there and testify?
They have the committees, and they say I'm getting ordered around by the Russians, and then they don't call me. Since when does this type of
testify? Right?
No.
We don't want to hear what you have to say. That's the last thing we want, right? Meanwhile, I keep republishing this story over and over again. 20% of U.S. uranium goes to Putin. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Clinton Foundation.
30 plus mil.
You know, on top of that whole caper. Imagine what would happen if it was Trump. I just republished the New York Times article that exposed all this 2 years ago.
And let me translate this. The Clintons gave the Russians more fissile material for their Topol supersonic Mach 4.7 missiles that we can't defeat. Russia doesn't have all the uranium we have. Russia is run out of fissile material. We gave Russia their next generation fissile material for hydrogen bombs.
Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. There's the article up on the screen for people that are watching. I think it was April of 2015.
Yeah, cash flow to Clinton Foundation and Russian uranium deal. Right. Imagine if Trump gave them 20-30% of our...
Exactly. This is what I was saying. The other day, I republished that Times article, and I substituted Trump's name everywhere that they said Clinton. And I said, what would be the reaction to that? Trump would be living in a bunker under the White House, you know, trembling in the dark. I mean, they would have him up for treason to be shot. And here's the deal again, how the Clintons sold out U.S. national interests to the Putin.
National Review. And I love how Trump's a real leader. Again, not kissing his butt, it's true. He tells the Russians, it is totally insane. Comey's nuts. Of course we're not colluding. And everybody's like groveling around. If you're not colluding, then say it's nuts. It's like if they charge me with being a bank robber, if the cop showed up and said, You're a person of interest in a bank robbery. I'd laugh at him because I didn't rob any bank. I mean, it's the same thing. Okay, great. You know, I mean, Trump's like, oh yeah, the Russians. Give me a break.
Yeah, exactly. And what about the Clintons? Let's have an investigation.
Well, the big news, I have this from high-level mainstream news since the 90s. You know this as investigative journalists, some of the top TV shows in the country, newspapers. But it was all over the news. They gave the missiles. They gave the delivery systems. They gave the MIRV technology. They gave the reentry devices. They gave the miniaturization warhead technology. They gave them lock, stock, barrel, all of our 1960s and 70s technology. They didn't give them 80s and 90s, but still, we could hit anywhere in the world in 1960, 1970. We gave them third generation Wernher von Braun Nazi intercontinental ballistic missile technology. The Russians wouldn't give the Chinese that. The Clintons did. So you can say something about the Russians. The Russians weren't dumb enough to give the Chinese their ICBM technology.
The Clintons did. For this much campaign cash.
Almost nothing.
That was the deal. There were prosecutions. There were trials. People refuse to even think about it anymore. Oh, let's not cover that. It's not important. Not important that the Clintons gave 20% of U.S. uranium to Putin. Oh, who cares? Doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I mean, what is the – if you give – the Chinese until the 90s could not get ICBMs off the pad. Most of them blew up like North Korea. It's not easy, okay? Okay, the Russians and the Germans figured out how to do it. So did the U.S. to a certain degree. But we couldn't do rockets till we got the Germans. Let's just face it. The Germans are the best, then the Russians. We heavy boost on Russian rockets today, okay, to show the slide in brain power we have. They destroyed the Saturn rocket codes for whatever reason. That's sabotage against us. We can't even make a Saturn rocket today. And then meanwhile, they gave this stuff to the Chinese. Why would the elite do that? John?
Well, we know the Clintons did it for cash. Why the elites would do that is because they want to provoke a sinking of the United States down to the lowest possible level because, let's face it, it's really the only place on the planet that's left that has any idea of what freedom means and actually even has a vague concept of it. And that's what has to be destroyed in order for world management system of globalism to take over completely. This is the last bastion of any idea of what you, the individual, mean and what your freedom means and your power means. Everywhere else, it's fading into complete oblivion. And that is why the United States is the primary target.
And we're waiting for the president. I want to go to Trent. I want to go to Carlos. I want to go to Rod. And that's it. I'm going to turn the show over to John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. But is this like you're caught in a riptide and you're trying to get some air as a surfer and you get pulled under? Are we just getting some air with Trump and Farage and some of the nationalist movements and Brazil's trying to struggle free? Or have we kind of gotten on a little island, you know, and crawled up on the beach? I mean, do you think we're just getting some air right now, struggling for our lives? Or is this kind of a new beachhead to a new beginning? Because I feel the momentum. I see it. But the globalists also are so crafty.
Right now, I would say we got some air. And it's up to us, really. Keep saying this over and over again. It's the movement of people who want freedom, determined to have it at any cost.
Your activity kicks our legs back up to get air collectively.
That's right. And if the people decide, well, we don't really want freedom, doesn't matter who's in the White House, doesn't matter who you support. It's the people who decided, okay, we're going to roll the dice on Trump. Because we hear what he has to say. We can't guarantee he's going to keep any promises. We know he could keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House. All right. But these people, these millions of people, still have their own idea of what freedom is. And that's the important thing.
And it's us exercising our will that is causing this global movement. So, again, when Hillary says the info war beat her, you beat her. And I'm not patting you on the head. You need to realize the power you have, audience. I'm on my knees. My children, your children, we're in this together. I try to be an example of fearlessness because we're in a death battle. There's no point in being scared. It's all or nothing.
It's freedom or slavery. That's the deal.
That's right. Trent in Oregon. Trent, you're on the air. We're waiting for Trump's speech. Supposed to start. It was supposed to start 25 minutes ago, right? We'll see what happens. Trent in Oregon, you're on the air.
Yes, two quick comments, and hopefully you'll allow me to plug. I'm a 14-year info warrior, first-time caller. My first comment is on your video that you posted late last night, and I just wanted to say that you don't have to have any fear about not winning, not succeeding. You've woken so many of us up. We're doing the fight for you. You know, you've
well, I appreciate that. I don't want to whine about it, and I'm happy because I asked for this, but every month now it's exponential, the attacks, and I'm fine with it. I just it's not fun, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of us, you know, would, it's going to upset people to hear this, but a lot of us would take a bullet for you. So,
I appreciate you, and I love you guys. I'm very humbled by the audience being so putting up with me because I'm pretty obnoxious sometimes, but I'm trying my best.
My second comment is a comment you made about 2 months ago on the show with Roger Stone, where you had said that some of the most good people out there with the biggest heart can be the most evil. And I'm here to say that really resonated with me, and that the only reason a lot of these New World Order folks are still walking in God's green earth is because we have restraint. And they should be thanking their lucky stars that we do have restraint.
Yeah, it's the good guys that are the real killing machines. And it's not a fun thing. It's just that, you know, evil likes to gloat, sit there and do all the rest of it. But really, the truth is usually evil wants somebody else to do the killing for them. God bless you. Anything else, Trent?
I'd just like to plug a great group of musicians, Small Leaks Sink Ships. Their whole platform is about waking people up to the love of God. And
say that again?
Crushing the satan- Small Leaks Sink Ships.
Small Leaks Sink Ships.
Yep, their whole goal is to wake people up to the love of God against this satanic media that we're fighting every single day. God bless you, InfoWars, and thank you very much.
And look at all, thank you, sir, look at all these globalists attacking Trump, the nationalist agenda, which isn't perfect but has a good will behind it. They're the loose lips trying to sink our ship, John.
They've been doing that for a very long time. I mean, look at what's happening now. Any conversation that would take place within Washington or the Trump Tower or whatever from anybody in the Trump team, it's obvious that it's going to be recorded and at the pleasure of any of the intelligence agencies that are working against this administration, it will be leaked to the press automatically. You've even got reporters who are diehard on the left that are not only seeing through this but screaming about it, saying, unbelievable that this is allowed to go on. Looks like we've got Trump here, right?
Oh, not yet. We're just waiting. We're just showing folks. Keep going.
Okay. You know, I've seen, it seems to me, Glenn Greenwald, he's one of the guys that's been writing about this. This is completely insane that anything is now leakable and major media don't care about
they
it.
They can commit all these felonies, but if anybody else did it or Trump did it, he'd be in trouble. And notice how it's old classical liberals like Greenwald and Assange and others and all these old CIA people that are liberals are actually the ones defending Trump going, this is a deep state coup. This is private interest just lying, running rampant. I mean, where is the old left? I mean, I would disagree with some of their stuff, but they used to be good people overall. What happened?
Yeah, listen, I used to know a lot of them, and they made a shift. I mean, you know, you guys actually, I think it was Watson who did this, just to show had the level of intelligence has sunk to all-time low. That's what's happened to the left. But there was a woman who was interviewed, a young woman, about Brexit. You know, because all of a sudden, the left and the young are saying, oh, my God, if Brexit comes in, we're all doomed.
She said it's racist, it's evil, and she didn't know anything about it.
And then she said, and I won't be able to go to Paris. Remember that? She said, I won't, if Brexit comes in, she's British, I won't be able to go to Paris. What?
Total disconnect from reality. No, the EU bureaucrat, Juncker, won't be making all your decisions. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. The unelected.
You'll be able to go to Paris because they won't flood it with 10 million more Islamicists.
Right, exactly. You saw, remember, when late 1990s, we had all these globalists protests in Seattle and Washington against globalism, giant corporations.
The left totally got it back then.
The left was there. That's it. Now they're rioting on behalf of they don't know what, but what
they're rioting on the behalf of the very multinationals they were protesting in 1999.
Exactly. It's a total switch around. And the only way to explain it is they are so incredibly stupid and dumbed down now that they have no minds of their own left. They can only go along with, here's a slogan, eat it, repeat it, eat it, repeat it. That's all they've got. That's all they've got.
You know, that's crazy. They are literally funded by the very multinational globalists that are anti-free market crony capitalists. That they were, the left was like, good, protesting WTO taking away American sovereignty, exploiting workers. They were doing a great job. And now they look at us and call us Nazis because we don't want Obama's secret TPP that Hillary wrote. I mean, it's just like crazy. We'll be back with Rod and Carlos. Carlos, you're up next. The president's about to speak. He's 30 minutes late, though. The word is he's going to pull out. We're going to see what happens.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, perfect timing. The president from WhiteHouse.gov is walking up live right now on pulling us out of the world government, $100 trillion per decade, global carbon tax. Here is President Trump. This is devastating to the enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable. This is a tax on what plants breathe, selectively by the globalists for total control. Vice President Pence just talked.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I would like to begin by addressing the terrorist attack in Manila. We're closely monitoring the situation, and I will continue to give updates anything happens during this period of time, but it is really very sad as to what's going on throughout the world with terror. Our thoughts and our prayers are with all of those affected. Before we discuss the Paris Accord, I'd like to begin with an update on our tremendous, absolutely tremendous economic progress since Election Day on November 8th. The economy is starting to come back, and very, very rapidly. We've added $3.3 trillion in stock market value to our economy and more than a million private sector jobs. I've just returned from a trip overseas where we concluded nearly $350 billion of military and economic development for the United States, creating hundreds of thousands of jobs. It was a very, very successful trip.
Totally delivering. Totally delivering.
Thank you.
I mean, he's delivering.
Thank you.
In fact, we have that British member of parliament.
In my meetings at the G7, we have taken historic steps to demand fair and reciprocal trade that gives Americans a level playing field against other nations. We're also working very hard for peace in the Middle East, and perhaps even peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Our attacks on terrorism are greatly stepped up, and you see that. You see it all over. From the previous administration, including getting many other countries to make major contributions to the fight against terror. Big, big contributions are being made by countries that weren't doing so much in the form of contribution. One by one, we are keeping the promises I made to American people during my campaign for president, whether it's cutting job-killing regulations, appointing and confirming a tremendous Supreme Court justice, putting in place tough new ethics rules, achieving a record reduction in illegal immigration on our southern border, or bringing jobs, plants, and factories back into the United States at numbers which no one until this point thought even possible. And believe me, we've just begun. The fruits of our labor will be seen very shortly, even more so.
Wow, that's incredible.
On these issues and so many more, we're following through on our commitments, and I don't want anything to get in our way. I am fighting every day for the great people of this country.
He's under total attack.
Therefore, in order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord Thank you.
This is amazing, John.
Thank you.
Go ahead and pay John up. We can talk about this a little bit.
But begin negotiations to re-enter either the Paris Accord or in really entirely new transaction on terms that are fair to the United States, its businesses, its workers, its people.
I told Monckton
its taxpayers.
I said, it's all a fraud.
So we're getting out.
160 countries are exempt.
But
we're not in
it.
Done.
Negotiate, and
Trump
we will
it.
See if we can make a deal that's fair. And if
yeah.
we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
Yeah, it's designed to deindustrialize us. Bye. He's out.
As president, I can put no other consideration before the well-being of American citizens.
Wow. This is so evil to
the Paris Climate Accord is simply the latest example of Washington entering into an agreement that disadvantages the United States.
This is heresy of the New World Order.
To the exclusive benefit of other countries. Leaving American workers, who I love, and taxpayers to absorb the cost in terms of lost jobs, lower wages, shuttered factories, and vastly diminished economic production.
The economic war on America is over.
Thus, as of today, the United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord.
That's right.
And the draconian financial and economic burdens.
Wow.
The agreement imposes.
Because Obama put us under this, even though we didn't ratify it.
This includes ending the implementation of the nationally determined contribution and, very importantly, the Green Climate Fund, which is costing the United States a vast fortune.
That pays for DiCaprio's planes to fly to the PR events and all the caviar.
Compliance with the terms of the Paris Accord and the onerous energy restrictions that is placed on the United States could cost America as much as 2.7 million lost jobs by 2025.
That's very conservative.
According to the National Economic Research Associates. This includes 440,000 fewer manufacturing jobs.
Oh, I heard these talking points earlier somewhere.
Believe me, this is not what we need. Including automobile jobs and the further decimation of vital American industries on which countless communities rely. They rely for so much, and we would be giving them so little. According to the same study, by 2040, compliance with the commitments put into place by the previous administration would cut production for the following sectors. Paper, down 12%. Cement, down 23%.
Hell, there's taxes on beef.
Iron and steel, down 38%. Coal, and I happen to love the coal miners, down 86%.
But it kills it.
Natural gas, down 31%. The cost to the economy at this time would be close to $3 trillion in lost GDP and 6.5 million industrial jobs, while households would have $7,000 less income, and in many cases, much worse than that.
All paid to David Rockefeller's family. And
not only does this subject
these people are so arrogant
our citizens to harsh economic restrictions, it fails to live up to our environmental ideals. As someone who cares deeply about the environment, which I do,
it doesn't make China cut.
I cannot in good conscience support a deal that punishes the United States.
And not China.
Which is what it does. The world's leader in environmental protection,
it's almost like
while imposing no meaningful obligations on the world's leading polluters.
China.
For example, under the agreement, China will be able to increase these emissions by a staggering number of years, 13. They can do
2030, yeah.
For 13 years, not us.
See, he's not even reading the talking points. He's doing his own thing with them.
Contingent on receiving billions and billions and billions of dollars in foreign aid from developed countries. There are many other examples, but the bottom line is that the Paris Accord is very unfair at the highest level to the United States. Further, while the current agreement effectively blocks the development of clean coal in America, which it does, and the mines are starting to open up, we're having a big opening in 2 weeks. Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, so many places. A big opening of a brand new mine. It's unheard of. For many, many years, that hasn't happened. They asked me if I'd go. I'm going to try. China will be allowed to build hundreds of additional coal plants. So we can't build the plants.
But they can.
But they can, according to this agreement. India will be allowed to double its coal production.
His dad had nothing to start an empire.
Think
they had to fight in New York for it. That's why Trump relishes beating the big guys. He's a billionaire blue-collar.
Europe is allowed to continue construction of coal plants. In short, the agreement doesn't eliminate coal jobs. It just transfers those jobs out of America and the United States and ships them to foreign countries.
God, it's like I wrote these talking points. This is awesome.
This agreement is less about the climate and more about other countries gaining a financial advantage over the United States.
They sold us out. God, Trump gets the whole
thing. The rest of the world applauded when we signed the Paris Agreement.
All you anti-American haters, it's over, dumbasses.
They were so happy.
Even if you kill Trump, Can we put the comedian up, cut his head off, show that monster?
That it put our country, the United States of America, which we all love.
See, they're American haters.
Very, very big economic disadvantage.
We're American lovers. See, it's not that we have the same talking points. We just believe the same thing. It's common sense.
Competitors and their wish to see us remain in the agreement is so that we continue to suffer the self-inflicted major economic wound.
Wow.
We would find it very hard to compete.
Ladies and gentlemen.
With other countries.
There's not just evil. You are looking for turn of America. Trump is real.
We have among the most abundant energy reserves on the planet.
They are out to get him. I can't believe he's this good. This is so real that every degenerate force on earth, Islam, radical Islam, the Pope, says it's an insult if you don't do this to me. They hijacked the Catholic Church.
Taking away the great wealth of our nation. It's great wealth. It's phenomenal wealth.
And if folks want to hear Trump by himself, that's fine. We give live commentary here on the radio.
We had no idea we had such wealth. And leaving millions and millions of families trapped in poverty and joblessness.
Which they do on purpose. Wow.
The agreement is a massive redistribution of United States wealth to other countries.
Hey, Soros.
At 1% growth, renewable sources of energy can meet some of our domestic demand. But at 3 or 4% growth, which I expect, we need all forms of available American energy or our country.
Yeah, they blew our energy sector. And coal's totally clean now.
We'll be at grave risk of brownouts and blackouts. Our businesses will come to a halt in many cases, and the American family will suffer the consequences in the form of lost jobs and a very diminished quality of life.
This is the rebirth of America.
Even if the Paris Agreement were implemented in full, with total compliance from all nations,
only half of the one, two,
it is estimated
0.2.
It would only produce a 2/10 of 1 degree. Think of that.
0.2.
This much Celsius reduction in global temperature by the year 2100.
Because it's all a hoax.
Tiny, tiny amount. In fact, 14 days of carbon emissions from China alone would wipe out the gains from America, and this is incredible statistic, would totally wipe out the gains from America's expected reductions in the year 2030. After we have had to spend billions and billions of dollars, lost jobs, closed factories, and suffered much higher energy costs for our businesses and for our homes. As the Wall Street Journal wrote this morning, the reality is that withdrawing is in America's economic interest and won't matter much to the climate. The United States under the Trump administration will continue to be the cleanest and most environmentally friendly country on earth. We'll be the cleanest. We're going to have the cleanest air. We're going to have the cleanest water. We will be environmentally friendly, but we're not going to put our businesses out of work. We're not going to lose our jobs. We're going to grow.
Yeah, China and everybody else can't have coal, and we don't have it.
And I think you just read, it just came out minutes ago, the Small Business Report. Small businesses, as of just now, are booming.
Right, best numbers
hiring
since the 80s.
People. One of the best reports they've seen in many years. I'm willing to immediately work with Democratic leaders to either negotiate our way back into Paris under the terms that are fair to the United States and its workers, or to negotiate a new deal that protects our country and its taxpayers.
Then this is the new deal. Let me just say this while Rappaport's here. We'll go to the president. Obviously, we want to hear his full speeches on InfoWars. without me talking over it.
So if the obstructionists want to get together with me, let's make them non-obstructionists.
This is such history happening. We sold out America's industrial wealth, half the world's wealth, in the last 50 years to these globalist interests. They've been screwing us over on purpose, making us poor to control us, and Trump is destroying it. This is like World War II or something. This is as important as anything in our history. This is 1776 Part 2. What he's saying is so revolutionary, is so damaging to them, because none of the media would ever say it. It's just logic. It's just common sense that it's irrevocable. Like you said, that was the biggest thing in history to that point when I went on Piers Morgan and called him out as it was all fake. It was true. Not that I was great, just that nobody ever challenged him. With Trump, it's like that every day. I mean, is this not the curtain falling?
This is gigantic. The whole hoax coming down. The hoax on which was built the idea of destroying the American economy and other nations, and, which he hasn't mentioned yet, lowering the total of energy production all over the world, in all countries.
To reduce population.
Which would inevitably reduce population. That's what's behind all this stuff about reducing pollution. Yeah, sure. You're going to reduce pollution by reducing energy production. That was the whole model. It still is. And he's saying, bye-bye.
And let me throw this in. We're going back to the president. We all want to sit here and go, oh, he's not perfect on this. He's not perfect on that, to be purist. But I feel like I'm lying to the audience if I don't just say I love Donald Trump, but he's a hero. He's in so much. They're probably going to kill him. My gut says he's dead in 2 years. Maybe sooner. They're encamped outside D.C. openly saying they're going after him. They're coming after me hard, and I'm like 1/100th of what Trump's doing. They just kind of see me as like another archetype of the public. So they want to destroy me to scare people. It's not that I'm that important. Trump's important. Trump's real. There's no way he's not real. My gut always said he was real, and I didn't like my gut. This is irrevocable damage to the world government, okay, who are the worst people on earth. I mean, Trump, let's just Rappaport, with this and the TPP and the other stuff, he's done some other things that aren't perfect because, you know, he's got his weird kind of old-fashioned throwback right-wing New York stuff going, but, you know, kind of, you know, Roy Cohn stuff. But other than that, the point is he's real. He means what he's doing. He's pure of heart, even though we may disagree with him on some issues. I think Donald Trump may end up, if he's successful, he's George Washington 2.0.
I just say, look at the effects. Kill the TPP and now kill this fake climate treaty in Paris.
That's even bigger.
Yeah, much bigger. Much bigger.
And then he explains how it's a total fraud. He doesn't argue that the temperature data is fake. We all know that. He shows, why is all these communist countries exempt? Bull crap, man.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead, we'll go back to the president.
No. I agree with you. You know, he's saying, okay, we can't do this, but they can. We can't pollute here, but they can. You know, what does that mean?
And then they're running dirty smokestacks without scrubbers. Ours is totally clean. Water vapor, carbon dioxide that we need. They're running all this dirty crap. And then it's just crazy how the globalists are out to get us because they hate us. We're bitter clingers. Let's go back to the president.
And global activists that have long sought to gain wealth at our country's expense.
See, he's talking about the carbon tax. Wow.
They don't put America first.
Oh, my God.
I do. And I always will.
Wow. Junker just came out and said he's going to defeat us. I mean, this is World War III.
The same nations asking us to stay in the agreement are the countries that have collectively cost America trillions of dollars through tough trade practices and, in many cases, lax contributions to our critical military alliance. You see what's happening?
I got to put my hand over my heart because this is like the Star Spangled Banner.
At what point does America get to
leave? Totally screwed. He's saying it all. It's irrevocable damage.
At what point do they start laughing at us as a country?
Oh,
we want fair treatment for its citizens, and we want fair treatment for our taxpayers.
He is really representing us, John.
We don't want other leaders and other countries laughing at us anymore. And they won't be.
I can't believe it.
I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
This is unbelievable. God, this is incredible. This is going to hurt them so bad. Thank you, God.
I promised I would exit or renegotiate any deal which fails to serve America's interests. Many trade deals will soon be under renegotiation. Very rarely do we have a deal that works for this country, but they'll soon be under renegotiation. The process has begun from day one, but now we're down to business. Beyond the severe energy restrictions inflicted by the Paris Accord, it includes yet another scheme to redistribute wealth out of the United States through the so-called Green Climate Fund, nice name, which calls for developed countries to send $100 billion to developing countries.
Oh, yeah, it's worse on
all
furlough.
On top of America's existing and massive foreign aid payments. So we're going to be paying billions and billions and billions of dollars. And we're already way ahead of anybody else. Many of the other countries have
global government
spent any.
I'm going to stop there because we got to end the broadcast. I promise I'll talk to Carlos in Montreal and just some final comments to John Rappaport. Please financially support us. I'm trying to build a network to block these people. We've already had such big success. Hillary says we lost for the election. You lost for the election. We have the Memorial Day special going through this weekend. I've extended it 65% off or 67 or whatever it is on much of the products. We've never done specials like this. 65% off colloidal silver, 40% off super metal, 47% off the nootropic brain force, InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. I don't know how you couldn't try these products. They're so good. Everybody needs colloidal silver. X2 is one-of-a-kind product. We got the great, CNN terrorist stuff. I didn't get into Kathy Griffin with their air. But it's such a time to be alive. So I want to go to Carlos. Carlos in Montreal, Canada, your last caller. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. June 1st, 2017, a very happy Thursday.
I can feel Alex, it. I can see it. This is a big day.
Yes. Alex, when on February Admiral suspended syndication for InfoWars, I applied a technique that I've developed over the years based on my analysis, what I call analysis of the tea leaves. And just to make a long story short, I thought of it's called semantic analysis of the main trends. And to make a long story short, I can call you another day and discuss it further, but I just want to let you know that we came with the idea of a sentence that describes exactly the trends of the Democratic Party lost the election, and they were effectively behaving, as the analysis shows, sore losers. Now, the term loser has come up in the last few days, it just confirms our analysis. And so the message for a T-shirt that would carry to the election, the next election, would be better deplorable than sore loser. If you were to put that on a T-shirt, we did some analyses with 30 states that Trump won. The estimated number of T-shirts that would be bought from here to the election are between 600,000 and 800,000 T-shirts.
Well, that's exciting. I'll look into it. God bless you, Carlos. It's a great idea. But it's better to be deplorable than to be a slave. I think what you said is on target. I'm just telling you, I don't care if Trump isn't real. I'm not hitched to him. It's popular to attack him. But he's doing things that are devastating the anti-human projects, that are devastating to globalism, and that have them all wanting to kill him. And I just can't believe it's this good. Closing comments, John Rappaport.
This was an historic giant blow right here that we saw delivered. Gigantic blow against God knows how many billions of dollars of sheer propaganda about so-called climate.
Over 100 billion.
Gigantic money giveaways, job giveaways.
I mean, let's just say it. Trump is literally beyond. He's the real John Wayne. I mean, he's what John Wayne wishes he was. This was devastating.
Just off the table. Just said, nope, not going to do that. Not going to do that.
He just blew up their whole program. John, thank you so much. Nally News tonight, 7 o'clock. Oh, wow. NoMoreFakeNews.com, InfoWars.com. Please spread our links. We're under attack. Wow.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.